Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Marvin Williams. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Williams, as described in the reports listed above. Period, you have now kindly provided me with some additional medical records to consider that are subsequent to my most recent evaluation on 9/29/17. Period, new paragraph, these records show he received treatment at the Veterans Administration since at least 12/23/19. But at that time, he was in the physical therapy clinic and fitted for a hinged knee brace. Period. He was seen on 8/5/20 by Dr. Moretti, M-O-R-E-T-T-I, his orthopedic surgeon. Period. At that time, the patient wishes to try IACS and visco supplementation, as well as a medial unloader brace. Period. X-rays of the right and left knees were done on 8/5/20 to be inserted here from the radiology reports at the beginning of this chunk of records. Period. He continued to be seen on 9/14/20 by Dr. Laufer, L-A-U-F. ER, period. He renders a diagnosis of osteoarthritis, probably secondary to past trauma and meniscectomies. Period. He would probably need to pursue surgical intervention / total knee replacement. Period. Cortisone injection was administered to the left knee that day. Period. New paragraph, please insert the results of all of those x-rays up front. Period. He had a rheumatology consultation on 9/14/20 by Dr. Laufer, L-A-U-F-E-R. Period. She noted he had requested further treatment on his knees. Period. He was previously followed by an orthopedist in Trenton and underwent arthroscopy in 2017 with medial and lateral meniscectomies with no significant improvement. Period. He had been to that orthopedist in the past for bilateral rotator cuff repairs. Period. He had chronic pain. He relates to his large effusions that limit his ability to walk. Period. He had no change in symptoms following extensive physical therapy. Period. He had a 12-year history in the Navy with 6 years in the Navy SEALs. Period. He subsequently worked as a FedEx driver. Period. He was on disability since 2012 due to a back injury at FedEx. Period. There was a question of whether this is from herniated disc or his right knee injury. Pretty was still in court about workers' compensation. Pretty previously treated with gabapentin but developed significant nightmares. Period had not been imaged or seen the pain clinic at the VA. Period. He followed up with Dr. Laufer on 10/26/20. Period. He had been referred to orthopedic surgery, Dr. Bialoski, B-I-A-L-O-S-K-Y, and was seen by rheumatology. Pretty got intra-articular corticosteroid injections to the left knee, which helped his pain for only a few weeks. Pretty presented to the urgent clinic on this visit, now declining Synvisc. Pretty preferred consideration of surgical management. Pretty declined physical therapy due to back pain and knee pain. Period. He had a history of low back pain with radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph on 12/4/20. He was seen in consultation for his back. Baird, Mr. Williams stated, he had a history of left knee pain related to trauma in the military, as well as a history of meniscectomies. Baird had a custom back support he received 10 years ago and requested this be replaced, as it did provide him with support and pain relief. Baird, such a support was ordered. Baird's left knee osteoarthritis was responding nicely to the combination of bracing and aquatic therapy. Baird, he had a pain medicine consultation on 3/12/21. Baird, he was diagnosed with lumbar spondylosis with radiations to the left lower extremity to the level of the knee. Found a left facet positive, semicolon. Chronic lower back pain, semicolon. Diabetes mellitus type 2 with an A1C of 6.9, semicolon. And left knee osteoarthritis. Baird, he was prescribed Biltaren 1% gel for the latter. Baird, on 3/30/21, he accepted medial branch blocks in the lumbar spine. Baird, at follow-up on 4/27/21, he reported 50% relief from these injections. Baird, he continued to be seen, had a pain medicine evaluation on 5/25/21. Baird, they noted, X-rays were performed due to his increased lower back pain, which was compared to an MRI taken on 9/29/20. Baird, these gave the impression of multi-level spondylotic changes with encroachment of neural foramina, asymmetric degenerative changes involving the left sacroiliac joint. Baird, he had a history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, secondary knee osteoarthritis to meniscal injury status post-arthroscopic surgery. Baird had chronic back and left knee pain after trying to lift a heavy package while working for Federal Express in 2012. Baird had previously been seen by nerve surgery who recommended conservative therapy. Baird did accept 3 epidural injections that were helpful but not long-lasting. Baird, on 6/7/21, he was seen primarily for chronic left knee osteoarthritis and back pain. Baird, he had a long-term injury dating to the Navy with intermittent large effusions, serious back and forth in community between orthopedic and care for his back. Baird, since his last visit, he had multiple visits with pain for facet injections and the setting of significant spinal disease and facet arthropathy with neuroforaminal narrowing. Baird reported no significant positive effects from these injections. Baird, he was followed closely and had serial x-rays performed, as noted above. Baird, on 4/8/22, he was seen in a follow-up for a right patella fracture status post right knee injury with an estimated date of 2/4/22. Baird was getting out of his car and struck by a passing vehicle, causing an injury to his right knee. Baird went to the emergency room where he was diagnosed with a fracture of his right knee. Baird was placed in a knee immobilizer and crutches. Baird's right knee pain had improved, but he still had some mild pain. Baird was diagnosed with instability of the left sacroiliac joint, lumbar segmental dysfunction, spasm of back muscles, osteoarthritis, lumbar reticulopathy, and type 2 diabetes mellitus. Baird x-rays of the right knee were done, and compared to a study of 2/23/22, Baird was reddish, showing no acute fracture, calcaneal spurs, and the talar dome was unremarkable. Period. Findings and conclusions. Marvin Williams was injured at work on 7/24/12. Baird underwent a lumbar MRI quickly on 9/28/12 and was seen orthopedically by Dr. Klein, K-L-E-I-N. Baird had multiple facet injections from Dr. Yanow but remained symptomatic. Baird was also seen by Dr. Tidings for his lower back symptomatology. Baird, he was seen by Dr. Abrams on 8/15/13. Baird, he noted MRI suggested a combination of acute versus chronic changes within the right shoulder, period. Right shoulder surgery was done in 2013. Bear Dr. Abrams also reviewed a series of surveillance studies suggesting the patient may have some degree of symptom magnification regarding his shoulder and potentially the back. Period. He then received an order approving settlement. Period. He pursued additional treatment, as including injections from Dr. Saxton to his lower back. Period. When last seen here, he related undergoing left shoulder recently due to wear and tear, as well as surgery on the left knee only a few weeks ago. Period. New paragraph. From the new documentation provided, it is evident Mr. Williams continued to pursue treatment, primarily at the Veterans Administration. Period. This was for his lower back and left knee. Period. It consisted of medications, injections, therapy, and chiropractic consultation by Dr. Goetz, G-O-U-E-T-Z, on 6-28-21. Period. Mr. Williams' providers discussed potential knee replacement surgery, but this was not completed. Period. New paragraph. In short, the additional documentation supplied does not alter my opinion relative to permanency or causation. Period. I will mark what I have from the reports, since they cover different body areas. And that'll be the end.